Jacaranda FM.
It's 3 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Pretoria 28, Tzaneen 23.
The earlier truck crash in Germiston turns out to be a fatal truck crash. N12 East, please avoid. That's the accident before Craft Road. Bedford View N3 North, a crash before Galoolies. And Kempton, roadworks and delays. R21 North, restrictions towards the Benoni exit.
Two of the accused in the murder case of Kenan, a.k.a. Forbes and Tabelo Mochane, are reapplying for bail. Forbes and Mochane were shot outside a restaurant in 2023. Nushira Sudyal reports.
The duo's reapplication for their release is based on new facts. In affidavits read out by their shared attorney, both claim that due to the previous refusal of their bail and their lengthy time in prison, their personal circumstances have changed. Among the fresh reasons for bail, both accused responded to the state's stance that the investigation remains complete. Kwabeni and Indamande say the ongoing extradition matter of the two other accused, the Indamande brothers in Eswatini, has delayed the case. They say even though the state claims the investigation is complete, the matter has not been moved to the High Court. Nushera Sudyal, Durban Magistrates Court.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi says the government does not have the money to hire unemployed doctors despite the shortage of services in hospitals. The South African Medical Association has criticized the government for not offering jobs to 1,800 junior doctors after they completed community service. Political analyst Professor Pieter Duvenage says the government needs to work on their planning and administration.
It links to a broader issue, and that is planning, good administration, and the professional South African administrative system. That is what's very important. And if the planning is right and the real communications between the Department of Health and Treasury, there should not be a problem.
The Speaker of the Joburg Council has called an extraordinary meeting tomorrow to discuss the vacant city manager post. This comes after the High Court in Johannesburg ordered Floyd Brink to vacate office after it found that his appointment as city manager was irregular. Speaker Nobuhle Mthembu has called the meeting to consider the ratification report, which formalizes the appointment of acting city manager Tepo Makola. Action SA's Zak Lebotong.
We demand the prioritization of the restoration of Bree Street, addressing water crisis and electricity supply. Residents of Johannesburg are yearning for the city manager who will be able to account for every cent spent. The city manager must not act as a proxy of any political party, but a true servant of more than 6 million residents of Johannesburg.
And Pope Francis warned of the dangers of misinformation and its spread via social media and artificial intelligence. He cautions it could be misused to manipulate minds. His comments comes 2 days after tech giant Meta announced it would be ending fact-checking on its platforms Facebook and Instagram. More on jacarandafm.com. Click on news. I'm Miel Pinaar, hoof in die stuur. Twee beskuldigdes in die moordzaak van a.k.a. Forbes en Tabelo Mochane doen opnieuw aanzoek tot borgtog.
Wow, that's an unbelievable trial. And of course, the Senzo Mayiwa trial. We're looking forward to a result and a finding in that one as well. What do you mean judgment's reserved? 3:04. Further details, jacarandfm.com. Just hit the news tab.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning.